It was wonderful to be with you again. Happy holidays. I heard the radio trying to kill Santa Claus in Denver. Someone trying to kill all the Santa Claus in the department stores in Denver. What do you think of that? It's not even safe to be Santa Claus anymore. What's the world coming to? It's like coming Mickey Mouse, it's time for me to leave. What kind of a world do we live in? Ask yourself that question. Do we live in a real world? Is the world really real? If you haven't experienced the false world, what do you think is real or false? If you have no experience yourself, why should you believe anything? Especially when I tell you, you shouldn't believe a word I tell you. I know you can prove it to yourself. This world appears very real. So there's a world in the mirage. A snake in the rope. The sky is blue. All these things appear very real. But are they real? Of course not. Once you've seen the world in the mirage, will that be full again? Makes you wonder if that really is a mirage. Once you realize the snake in the rope is no snake at all, an illusion, then you're afraid to call up rope again. And so then, we believe what's real is false, what's false is real. And if I do not believe anything at all, you shouldn't go around saying I believe this or I believe that. Believe nothing until you can prove it. Of course, when it comes to Santa Claus, there's something else. Where did the world come from? Where did the world come from? Why did the world begin with? Why are the people to begin with? Why is all this happening? You can ask yourself the same question when you're having a dream, can't you? Where does the dream come from? Where do all the people in the dream come from? Where all the buildings in the dream come from, all the rivers, the cities, the worlds, the dream which seems so real, where they all come from. Who's dreaming? What's going on? What's happening. These are the questions that should be coming through your mind. Every time you wake up in the morning. Never mind like in the newspaper, maybe watching TV or listening to radio. Ask yourself, is all this real? Am I real? If I'm real, why do I change? I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I'm a completely different person. So if I was real, I wouldn't change, would I? Because what is real is not changeable. What is real is permanent. Absolute. As it comes, it cannot be real. We should change. So anything else changes in this world. So nothing is real, but wouldn't change. What is the purpose of everything? There is no purpose. No purpose whatsoever. You didn't ask to be born. You didn't ask to find yourself in this kind of world. What are you doing here? Why are you here? Why are you here? You seem to be here. You appear to be here, but why are you here? Most people are not interested in questions like these. They're so busy playing in the world. They're trying to acquire good and get rid of bad. It's like a story I tell, the man was invited to the king's house to share in the king's fortune. I went to the king's land. He saw different things going on. Two beautiful flowers. He never seen such beautiful flowers in his life. So he became totally involved in the flowers and forgot about the king. He promised to share the kingdom with him. One day he remembered. The flowers died, flowers grew, flowers were destroyed, came and go. He remembered the invitation of the king, so he went further. He saw beautiful buildings, beautiful architecture he'd never seen like an architecture like that before. He became enthralled in the architecture, he loved it so much. He stayed there, got lost. When the architecture got old, there were earthquakes, calamities, cataclysms. He remembered the king's invitation, he went further towards the king's house. This went on and on and on. The king's soul, he finally died. He never shared the king's kingdom with him. Now, if he went directly to the king, went by all these things. He wouldn't enjoy sharing the whole kingdom with the king. This is like most of us. We become interested in things of this world. We forget about who we are, what we're trying to do. We go through the vicissitudes of life. We see certain things that we like, we want, a new house, a car. We forget about the king. Or we forget about what we're here for. It's the reason why we're really here. So we become happy for a while, miserable for a while. When things are going on, we were happy. When things are going on, we become miserable, upset. Everyone seems to go our way all the time. So we manipulate, we do certain things. So we can get what we want. Everything's going our way. Of course, we cause a lot of problems and trouble. Things never work out. They appear to work out sometimes, but they never really work out. There's one problem after another. This is the way of the world, I don't care who you are. This is the way of this world, there's one problem after another. One problem after another, it never stops, never ceases. Whether rich or poor, healthy or sick, doesn't matter. We have to remember why we came here. This world, what is our purpose? Our purpose is to wake up. To awaken. This is the only reason we exist, to awaken. No other reason. But no matter how many times I tell you this, you're still getting involved with person, place, and thing. You forget about waking up. Before the end of our lives. We might not realize if we don't wake up, we'll have to repeat the whole thing again and again. Because we're experiencing the world again and again. I want to give it up. People are born, people die. We make fortunes, we lose fortunes. People become very healthy, people become very sick. Don't allow this world to fool you. I'm showing you a thing. You have to go beyond the appearance. Beyond the physical, beyond the mental, beyond the astral, beyond the causal. if it goes beyond the Sankha, then it's there. Beyond. Can't become it, you awaken to it. You awaken to reality. You don't create reality, you awaken to it. Or else it really exists. Really here. If you truly wish to awaken to reality, you have to get your life in order. By getting your life in order, I mean you have to stop worrying, fretting, being angry, being upset. You have to forget about the past. Don't worry about the future. I live the eternal now. Unfortunately, most people on this path of jhana become arrogant, cynical, dogmatic. It's the reverse. If you're truly on this path, become merciful, compassionate, loving, kind, peaceful. You never have an attitude saying, I'm God and you're not. I think you know more than somebody else who have an argument in the debate with them. On the contrary. A person who's truly on this path becomes silent. And he gets an argument, trying to prove points. No one worried about things. When I trust the power which knows the way, I surrender completely to the universe. I surrender all the paths that falls. I surrender everything to the universe. I get very peaceful within. Harmonious. The first thing you do is have mercy on yourself. Have mercy on yourself. Stop doing this yourself and say what you're doing. Being upset all the time. Being angry all the time. Wallowing in the past. Worried about the future. You have mercy on yourself. Forgive yourself. Everything. Most people are not doing this. Most people are able to do this. They kind of figure it out themselves. As if culturally. And it goes for this one reason only. And then I think the way the universe works. The universe can never hurt you. Your friend. Your lover. The universe is on your side. Because you got a mind, so to speak. And a mind like this is very powerful. Anytime you think you're using that mind, the mind is creative. You can create anything you want. When you think about it, subconsciously, consciously. We understand this, we go beyond the mind. This is what requires, when does the mind come? Where does the mind? Where does the mind come from? So when does this mind come? When you inquire this way, you realize that you never really had a mind. It's a false image. You can't come to this conclusion yourself. You can't just have no mind by reacting to life all around you. Or you feel miserable, you feel depressed, you feel unhappy. If you don't have a mind, you'll be able to feel this way. So the mind makes you feel this way. The mind causes you to feel all these feelings, these emotions. So you have to learn to go beyond the mind. How do you go beyond the mind? By inquiring, so does the mind come? You inquire this way, the mind will prepare. You have to know these things yourself. Look at how you spend your days. Take a walk. How you spend every day of your life. What you do with your day, with your time. You worry a lot. Sorry for yourself. So because I understand who you are. You know that you're Brahman, just the reality that you're God. You got to be afraid of something, you got to act the way you do. You got to feel sorry for yourself. So, act like God, become fearless. So be fearless. Don't be afraid of anything, especially your past. Everyone has a past. Even though in this life your past might be too bad. Even if your past is not tarnished. My previous lives were much tarnished. We've had many lives. Seeing those things up in the good, you might hurt now. If you don't have anything more, you have good health, good wealth, peace of mind, happiness, joy, to an extent. Remember, there's only one part of your life that's being shown on the phone, on the screen of life. So only one part is being shown. You're looking at one part, which is this life. If you remember to look back at your previous lives, it's really amazing what happened. Perhaps in your previous life you were a mass rapist, mass murderer, serial killer. You don't know. You've accumulated karma that has to be worked out. And then this life and the middle life. This is what I'm referring to when I say to you, not taking your life for granted. Because things are going well, also going to be okay. This is what you're experiencing because I'm karma now. Look what you've done before. Past lives. Karma otherwise is good now. But you're going to have to experience that life when you were a mass murderer. So you're going to come back again and again. Can you see now why I want to become totally free and liberated? The only thing is experiences. Good, bad, bad, good. Good, bad, bad, good. Life after life after life. You want to be totally free now. There's something in your heart tells you, you want to be totally free. You don't have what happens. It's all peace. You know, happiness never changes. Peace never changes. You don't want to be subject to conditions of karma. You'll be absolutely free. This is why I tell you not to look at the past, forget about your past. Stay centered now. Be centered now. Who are you now, this moment? Where are you now, this moment? Find out. Are you really the body? Are you really the Zohar? Why not? You're not going to consider yourself in this world. This world is going to be its own karma. You need to awaken and become free of the brain. And you can awaken. If you only think about awakening. Think about awakening. You'll awaken. Think about problems as well, become part of the problems as well. You may always become what you think about. You don't understand what I'm talking about, you stop thinking at all. You try to break that thing at all. You live in each moment completely totally. And everything unfolds the way it's supposed to, beautifully. But you're doing this out of compassion for the world. In other words, I don't have the attitude. I don't care what's happening in this world. And there's nothing much I worry about. Nothing will stop. I'm dying. This is the wrong attitude. Well, as long as you live your body, as long as you live your human being, as long as you live your mind, you gotta do good things, deeds in this world. You gotta perform good deeds in this world, do good for everybody, help people where you can, be kind to people, be compassionate to people. Why? Because you want to grow yourself. You want yourself and you're dead. Everyone, you're better than your sister and yourself. Everyone. No one's like that. When you see a person sobbing in the street, that's a big part of your sobbing. Because you can get away with it. You can. Remember, you have to reconcile yourself with the whole universe. All the kingdoms. The kingdom of God is within you. Everything you're searching for is within you. The whole world, the whole universe was in you. Everything you think you're seeing yourself. It's your dream. Wake up from this dream. By inquiring who's dreaming. It's up to you. No one can really help you but yourself. Remember, you can't go through life playing games, manipulating people. Let these things go your way. I'll catch up to you sooner or later. Why do they create more karma? I said be a loving person. Share with others. Because that's what others are you. That's what others are yourself. And you do this inside the grove. And soon you realize you're not others. There's no world, no universe. No God, no mind, nobody. No liberation, no ignorance. There's only that, but there's always been, and you're that. You are the absolute reality, the Brahman. True awareness. It's always existed. It is you. Awaken now and be free. Peace. Any questions you'd like to ask?
Increasingly aware of how many people are hung up on the word God. People either like it intensely or dislike it intensely. It seems to me that perhaps this substitute of a neutral word like consciousness instead of God, they say anything is possible to God. But anything is really possible to consciousness. And as much as consciousness is all there is. And Maharshi said, there's only one consciousness, equally distributed everywhere. You, so ignorant, give it unequal distribution. No distribution, no everything. That's the whole story about the that's not that.
God and consciousness are the same. God and consciousness are the same. God and consciousness are the same.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
But people are upset by it. A lot of people. They don't like it.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can we do if they're upset?
I'm
sorry. What can we do if they're upset? If people are upset, what can we do about it? You have free will only to the extent of sin within. Everything else is pure thing.
Even the idea that I have free will is pure thing.
Yes. But you do have free will at the same time. It's an enigma.
One more thing we can't understand is
why. Exactly. We appear to have free will, but we don't have free will. Because that's got so much free will.
One other thing I've been thinking about is that since you tell me I'm not an individual. Well, anyway, if I'm not an individual and I'm not the doer, then not much sense in getting caught up in what other non-individuals are doing. I'm being concerned about it either way, whether it's Charlie Manson or Martin Schwarzenegger.
Yes, but it's not really a human. Even though you're a body, you haven't experienced the realization yet, if you're not, then you have to get involved. Otherwise you suffer accordingly. For your body, you believe your body, but you're always suffering. You get involved in doing good things, in dharma. That's a dharma. You have to follow the dharma. And do good to all people. When the time comes that you transcend the body, then it's a different story. But it's not going to help others be kind to people. Be kind to yourself. People find you on the right track and things happen. You're supposed to. In reality, there's no purpose in life. No purpose whatsoever in reality. But again, as long as you believe you're abiding, there's a purpose. See, we're talking about different levels of consciousness. And you know, there's no purpose in life. What purpose is in life? The only thing is only God, or the consciousness, or Brahman. So it exists, and you're that. But if you don't know this, you have an experience of this. There's a purpose in life. And your purpose is to get rid of it, the feeling that something is wrong. It's your body, it's your mind. It's your purpose to get rid of that feeling. And know who you are. How do you think you're effective? You're effective. Why do you think you're effective? You're not effective. Don't try to meditate, but ask yourself, who can't meditate? Ask yourself the question, like, who can't meditate? Who wants to meditate? Who needs to meditate?